From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Vermont Emergency Management says three shelters open for people without power after Sunday night's windstorm have been placed on standby status. The American Red Cross operated three emergency shelters Wednesday night in Barrie, Milton, Middlebury as well, but no one utilized the facilities. Those shelters will be placed on standby status today, set up with staff on call. Anyone in need of a place to stay or other services can still call 211. National Guard armories have been open as warming facilities. They'll be open today until 4:30 in the afternoon. Utilities say most customers will get power restored by tonight, but some single outages may last into the weekend. One Northern Vermont newspaper has accused another of stealing a Newswire password subscription and fraudulently inflating its subscription numbers. The newspaper alleges the Caledonian Record's password was used by the Newport Daily Express over the course of 4 years in order to illegally download hundreds of Associated Press photos for its own use. A photo subscription to the Associated Press costs an additional $20,000 per year. The lawsuit was brought under federal racketeer-influenced and corrupt organizations, or RICO laws. St. Michael's College media professor Tracy Griffith says those laws are used primarily against organized crime.
It's an interesting application of RICO, but I could see where maybe it's an organization that is allegedly participating in or doing illegal activity. There's a pattern of that activity because they're alleging that this happened over a period of years, right? And so it could apply.
The Caledonian Record has asked for a permanent injunction prohibiting the Newport Daily Express from accessing their Associated Press account, as well as reimbursement for the cost of the subscriptions and legal fees. Voters in the five towns of the Addison Northeast Supervisory Union have said no to a bond that would have renovated Mount Abraham Union High School in Bristol. The renovation project would have been a $35 million upgrade to the school, which officials say has not had a significant renovation since it was built in 1969. 1,000 people were removed from the National Life Building in Montpelier Thursday afternoon after a fire broke out in the building's biomass boiler. The fire was contained to the basement, but sprinklers were activated and area fire crews responded. No one was injured. The Dean C. Davis Building, where some state offices are located, was not affected by that fire. Eye on the sky forecast for today: breezy with some scattered to widely scattered showers. Temperatures in the 50s, steady or falling through the afternoon. Showers end early tonight, lows from the upper 20s to mid 30s. And tomorrow, Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy with highs in the mid to upper 40s north, upper 40s to lower 50s south. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.